This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
You're listening to the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, let's get to Kenny on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Kenny, good morning.
Hey, what's up, brother? How y'all feeling this morning?
Man, I'm feeling great. Man. I'm feeling great, man. Two days.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, brother? I'm ready to do it up. Hey, quickly, man, can you – I know you don't want to talk about that. Can you send me a link of what was said? Because I caught it at the tail end. I just turned it on, man. I just want to know what was said and who said it on the Palm Finebone show or whatever you was talking about.
Okay. I got you, Kenny. Yeah, send me a tweet. I'll send it to you, man.
Hey, appreciate it, brother. hey, quick, man. Dude, are you gonna play the filler former speech before the Florida game?
I'm afraid I might break my equipment in here if I play it.
Oh, dude. Hey, listen. You know, I think I told you this, basically, man. Hey, man. I've been blessed, man. I mean, that was one game that I was actually at, dude. I was at that game. And, man, dude, I'm talking about, man, just, oh, God. Hey, it was so good, man, to see the Florida fans. I mean, man, they were crying after that game, dude. I'm serious, man. I was looking like, okay. I know people get emotional, man, but I'm talking about, man, we just, like, ripped their hearts out. It was just awesome. I don't know. I'm getting charged up, man. But
I'm telling you, man. Anyway, you get fired up.
Man, listen, man, I've had the pleasure and the privilege of going to a lot of games, mm-hmm. man. I've never, ever had fans just basically, I was with my ex-girl, never had fans just basically just cuss and just disrespect like that, man. I mean, they were cussing me, cussing the girl I was with. I mean, I just can't stand them, man. I just cannot stand them.
I'm with you, man. I can't stand them either.
Yeah, so, you know, hey, listen, I'm talking about, let's always just punch them in the mouth.
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry about the hurricane, but it's football. You know what I'm saying? It's business. Now, we got to take care of business. You know, we'll feel sorry for them after the game's over. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, I remember playing LSU in 15 and, I mean, in 05, and they just went through Rita and Katrina. And, you know, I felt for those fans going through that. And I knew that we were playing an emotional game, and everything was set up for them to win. But we wasn't going to allow them just to beat us. And emotionally, they had the advantage over us. And, you know, we went down the day of the game and had to play, and, you know, but we didn't use that as an excuse. We got it done. And if we would have lost, you can't use that as an excuse. Your record says you lost to LSU, you lost to LSU.
That's it. I remember that game. That was well, when y'all down like 28-7 and came back or something like that?
Yeah, it was a beat down at first, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that was a heck of a game. It was on a Thursday night, right?
It was on a Monday.
Monday yesterday, well, that's right. I remember that. It was on a Monday, yeah.
Monday or Sunday, yeah. Close play Saturday, got postponed, got moved, and then there was no hotels available in Baton Rouge. So we flew down the day of the games, went to a hotel for like a couple of hours just to get off our feet, and then we went to the stadium. And we were able to use the hotel because, you know, they were cleaning up and, you know, it was during the day. So we was able to occupy mm-hmm. just for a few hours. But, yeah, man, we had everything against us. And we found the fight. We found the whatever it took to win that game. We did it. Kenny, you know what?
Yeah.
Kenny, you know what? I got you, man. You want the Coach Fulmer pregame speech versus
you
Florida.
It,
you want it?
I want it, bro.
Here it is.
I want it.
Here it is, Kenny. Here it is.
We are a good football team. They are a good football team. But in championship games, you dig deep. A little bit of quick history talking about digging deep. 30 years ago, right here in this locker room, out on that field, I was captain of a team in 1971. That had to take the football 99 and a half yards. 99 and a half yards from winning touchdown. Indeed. Because that football team wanted to. Now they like to make a big deal out of seven times to the to the Swamp. Swamp is the same as any other football field. Okay? There were some really average football teams from the University of Tennessee in that era, okay, that was part of that seven times down there. But regardless of that, that doesn't matter. That doesn't mean one thing. Every game stands on its own. It's like every play today that you play will stand. Fundamentals, the assignments that you've been taught, okay, the vision that you have to see the adjustments that need to be made, the set that you take, on and on and on, all those things that go into being a good football player. I don't know how many people in this country believe. That really doesn't matter either. It only matters what these men in this room believe. And how about taking it to the field and getting it done like a Tennessee football team is capable of doing? That's all we're talking about. 60 minutes of something that you know how to damn well do very well, that you can play with anybody in the country. You're at a championship level. You have played yourself here. Nobody's giving you this opportunity. You have worked and sweated and fought and scratched to get to this point. 60 minutes to get the greatest win of this season. The greatest win of this season, because the next one's going to be just as big too. Those guys put their chops on just like you do. Those guys like the same girls that you guys like to say. Everything's the same. Mm-hmm. Okay, it gets back down to who wants to will it the most.
All right.
It gets back down to playing a football game like you are capable of playing. Great fundamentals, great technique. Playing the kicking game as winners 100% of the time. Playing defense as winners 100% of the time. And playing offense as winners 100% of the time. That doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect all the time. You're not. Okay, but you can darn sure lay it on the line every snap that you're out there, every play that you're out there. Come into this locker room when it's all over with absolute zero regret. Whatever's on that scoreboard, so be it. For 60 minutes, you lay it on the line every play that you're out there, and you win this football game in a big way. You get the ball back for us, Steven. You strip and take it away from it. Regardless of the score, regardless of what happens, we're going to play 60 minutes of the best Tennessee football of this 2001 season. And the captain's up here, let's get ready to go.
Let's go. You hear Johnny Long in the background. Let's go. What did Coach Fulmer say? Every game stands on its own. He said they got to play on the same field. My gosh, Kenny, see what you started, man.
The good Reverend Philip Fulmer, just preaching his greatest sermon. Whew.
Oh yeah,
that got me going.
There's a video. We're getting this from YouTube, and there's a video inside the locker room, and you can see John Henderson getting into. Just the mental approach of however he entered each game.
Oh,
and this man looks like he's going to run through every wall, every player, any door that he needs to go through to get the job done.
Yeah, we got to go to break. But my blood is like boiling, man. I'm so fired up and pumped up, man. And again, in a way, I totally agree with Travis. Like, this is Florida week, man. Let's go. Let's get going. Let's not talk about this other stuff. So I don't totally disagree with Travis. That's why I'm so embarrassed and upset that the rhetoric has been talked about. Who cares about 26 guys going to Swan? Who cares about 3 games in 13 days? This ain't the time for that. You hear any excuses in that locker room right there? That game was moved. They're late in the season. Tennessee probably just played a tough game.
Bunch of tough games.
Yeah, like.
Everything was on the line in that game. I mean,
exactly.
It came down to the SEC East in that game in 2001.
And guess what? Everything is on this game.
It's true.
The first SEC East team you're playing, just like everything is on the line for that game, I know you win that game, you have a chance to win the national championship, but that's the same sense of urgency we got to have on Saturday, because the same thing is at stake. Swain event.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help. Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Do you know about PAD? PAD stands for peripheral arterial disease, and you may not even know that you have it. Do you have troublesome pain in your legs or problems walking? If so, it may be PAD. Premier Surgical Associates in Knoxville wants to make sure you're aware of this silent killer. If you're a smoker, are diabetic, or have leg and foot sores that won't heal, visit your family doctor now and get tested for PAD. It takes just 5 minutes, and it's totally painless. You can go to premiersurgical.com to find out more. Premier Surgical provides state-of-the-art treatment for all circulatory conditions, including PAD. Go to premiersurgical.com and it could save your life. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King. Delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food.
Don't forget the peanut butter.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
It's tailgating time in Tennessee, which means you need to be calling Dead End Barbecue to make sure your tailgate is a five-star event. They have several different packages to choose from so you can truly get something to please everyone. Whether it's pulled pork, hamburgers and hot dogs, wings, and most everything in between, Dead End has you covered. They will also be set up in Volunteer Village before every home game, so you can swing by and get a pork sandwich, house barbecue chips, or their tailgate nachos. It's a win no matter what you choose. For more info on Dead End's tailgate packages, log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The search is over.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax, activity, subject to car sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with the preferred CD. For details.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait, wait. I worry what you just heard was give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Man, I show you what that Tennessee-Florida game meant to Coach Former. You know, you mentioned playing in that game, having to drive 99 yards and not being given a chance. And you can just tell, you know, Coach Former played here, grew up here, from here. You can just tell in that speech. And Coach was never, like, Coach was never known for being a master motivator at all. He never was known for his pregame speeches at all. But, man, that was special. That was special.
I mean, I
got
even
the feet
remember
tapping over here. Got me pumped.
I love that he had, like, that's kind of one of the cornerstones of the legacy that Phil Fulmer left at Tennessee, that speech. But I remember watching all that time. I mean, I was, you know, an adolescent during most of his time at Tennessee. But him just always thinking, man, Phil Fulmer didn't ever smile. He's not a big, like, he wasn't a big celebrator. The couple of times he did, obviously, you know, the missed field goal in 98, the 50-yard field goal in 2004, you know, all of the huge, huge moments. But I just remember he was not the most excitable guy, which is one of the reasons. It makes me love that speech even more.
Well, Coach Former was in control. And as a head coach,
yes, very much.
You can't let your emotions get the best of you. If you go look at any coach
Excellent
on the sideline, you can't be too high or too low. You're the head coach. So when everyone's all crazy and emotional, you got to be the one who's calm, who makes the decision. Remember that Villanova-UNC championship game, that last shot where Villanova won it? Did you see Jay Wright, the head coach? He barely had a
cold
emotion.
He shrugged.
Because he's so used to always being calm that even when they won a championship, the game-winning shot that you practice over and over and over. Kids, you practice this in your backyard. When it happened, even the head coach he didn't jump up and down. Like he didn't do any of that stuff. So, you know, Coach Former, just like a lot of other head coaches, you got to stay emotionally balanced. You can't let yourself get too high, too low.
A great example of that is Gino Auriemma. I know it's a tough name to take in these parts, but he's a great example of what we're discussing.
Don't be cussing on this show, man. This is a family show. Don't be cussing over there, man. Don't use a dump button. Don't be cussing, Brad. We don't tolerate cuss words over here, man.
Jay Wright really is the perfect example. I mean, he was just stone cold after his team played.
Tell me I'm wrong, though. I cuss, but I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
No,
he did say a cuss word. Can't be doing that.
I mean, you look at his response after they lost to Mississippi State last year.
That's exactly what I was
one of the best
up.
Responses from coaches ever.
All right.
Where he said, look, my team got to feel what it's like to be a regular team now, and that's great. Like, he took it and turned it into a positive and said, this is good that my team actually came back down to earth. They needed this. Like, how real is that? Yeah. That's so real.
Let's go to the text box here. Jacob says, Russ Mitchell, lead SEC writer for ESPN, says he thinks Callaway will play Saturday. What are your thoughts, and how much does he change the game if he plays? Well, Bob Shoup said that he's preparing for Florida's best. So if you're Bob Shoup, you're preparing for Antonio Callaway. And if Callaway plays, bring it on, man. No one's afraid of you. This is Tennessee. So if Callaway plays, awesome. If I'm Shaq Wiggins, let's do it. If I'm Emmanuel Moseley, Justin Martin, let's line up, man. Let's play. Let's do it. We do one-on-ones every day. This is Tennessee, where if you're a DB, you're used to going up against really good receivers. You've been going up against Marquez Callaway for fall camp. All of spring, all of summer. So you're ready to go up against Callaway. Now, Antonio Callaway. Marquez hasn't put in as much work in his career as Antonio, but Callaway is just as talented. You've been going up against Juwan Jennings. Our DBs, they've seen good receiver play. They're prepared. They just have to go make the play. So I don't care about Callaway playing. I hope he does play. So when we beat them, it means even that much more. Let him play. Let all nine of the guys play. I don't care. I wouldn't care if I was on this football team.
You beat him with Antonio Callaway last year. Antonio Callaway was one of the reasons why Tennessee ended up having an advantage of that game. He screwed up royally multiple times in that game.
Yeah, he was the reason why Florida had a chance to win and was up by a lot of points early, and he was also the reason why Tennessee was able to come back.
True.
Because of some bad decisions in a punt return game. So, let's see here. Vet for Vols. Love that speech from Coach Former. I won't go in detail what he said because I don't think it's necessary. Brad Same thing. Thank you, Brad. Really complimentary of Coach Fulmer's speech. And Sean says that was Steve Spurrier's last game as Florida's coach. I thought Steve Spurrier's last game was
I believe the 2003 win was over Spurrier, right?
No, that was
Zook?
That was Zook. Was Zook
2004 was definitely Zook. I know that.
2003 was Zook, too.
Okay.
Because that was Chris Leak, and that was the same recruiting class as me, and I was recruited by Coach Zook. So I guess my question is, was Zook there in 2002? And I don't know.
Zook recruited you?
Steve Spurrier did leave Florida in
01. Yep. 01, okay. So that's correct. That was his last.
Yeah, it was.
So Zook's first year was in 02. Did Zook recruit me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was that experience? Ron Zook, a different type of character, different type of head coach.
He's a great recruiter. The thing about Florida is their offensive line coach recruited my area, and he told me he was going to be at my high school on a Thursday. And I talked to him earlier that week, so I was looking forward to him coming. I grew up watching Steve Spurrier air raid offense, yeah. So I was very interested to see what Florida had to offer. And the coach never showed up. So he told me he was going to come. He didn't show up. And just how I was raised, if you say something and you don't do it, that's a big no-no. So I scratched Florida off the list that day. So my top 10 became a top 9 that day because of that reason alone. If you're going to lie to me in recruiting, what are you going to do to me when I get to school? So that's what happened. But, yeah, Coach Zook did recruit me out of high school. Going back to the text box here, Tennessee says, pump, chills, ready to go, ready for the game. Woo! Let's get to Stephen Georgia. We got Stephen Georgia on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Stephen Georgia, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm down here in the armpit of hell. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm in God's country, man.
I hear you, man. I'm jealous. Hey, just an update in case anybody out there really hasn't listened to Paul Feinbaum. He's been making fun of Tennessee and Tennessee fans for about 15 solid years. I understand that was kind of shocking what he did there, but, interrupting it and just saying it like that. But, yeah, I can think of worse things that he has said about Tennessee. So, I don't really care about what Feinbaum thinks. But that goes to just kind of say, the passion that our fans have. I mean, Swain, you played in front of them, but whether you're for or against Butch, for or against the program, or whether you just wake up in a bad mood and just want to put stuff on your Insta Twitter and all that stuff, that's your business. But I think we're peddling too much as trying to be representatives of the program on our little social media sites, and we're not. I think that we just need to sit back and listen to people like Swain, Albert Hainsworth, Juice. Those kind of people are the people I listen to. Those are the opinions that I, kind of absorb. I don't take some guy, down the road who goes to a game every, about once a year. His opinion don't mean nuts to me. So if he wants to get on Twitter and blast everything and act like he knows all that stuff, that's fine. But I listen to Swain. I listen to all these other guys that I see on social media that play the game. That leads me to one question, Swain. I'm sorry to go on like that.
That's
I'm
okay,
just listening
man.
To everybody complain this morning.
That's okay, man.
Hell, I'm happy. We're getting ready to go down there and whoop some Florida butt,
yeah.
So anyway, my question is this. Florida kind of had to show their cards against Michigan. That's a good team. They had to show their defenses, their blitz packages. They had to show a lot of what they had. I'm not worried about Callaway because I don't think they got a quarterback that can throw to them. But as far as their defense, they've kind of showed their cards. I don't think we have. I don't think, you're not going to blitz Georgia Tech. And then last week, we didn't blitz one single time. So does that carry an advantage for us? And I'll listen off the phone. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Steve. Great phone call. Let me start with the beginning. As much as I love the compliment and the love that you listen to the show and that you value the opinion of players, I can't sit here and say that our opinion is the only opinion that matters, because it doesn't. There's a passionate fans out there that were fans even before I became a Tennessee Volunteer, that grew up going to games when they're little kids with their granddad and their dads or grandmothers and mothers, that pour money, that pour energy, that will scrape together money trying to make ends meet just to buy tickets and go support this football team. And if they have a Twitter account, and they want to share their opinion, to me it matters too. Now, the Haynesworth and Jabaris and the Jason Swains of the world, we have a perspective, we have some experience that no one else has. But your passion as a fan is not even stronger than mine, and my passion for this program is not even stronger than yours. So I thank Steve for the love in my direction, but I'm not going to discredit our great fans that have just as much passion, just as much love for the program as I do. To answer Steve's question, talking about what Florida showed against Michigan and what we didn't show, and there's so many things that you can do offensively and defensively that it's impossible to throw the kitchen sink in a 60-minute football game. There's so many things you can do. Even if Tennessee wanted to show everything against Georgia Tech, like you just can't. There's so many things. Felipe Franks can deliver the football to Callaway. And I understand looking at their quarterback situation and just not having confidence. But if you go back and look at last year's game, go look at how many yards Callaway had with Austin Appleby. Felipe Franks is better than Austin Appleby.
As is Malik Zaire.
Yeah, so they can deliver the ball to Callaway. Their problem is turnovers, protection, consistency in the passing game. Don't let Callaway, in an ugly football game, a defensive football game, be the reason why Florida wins by three. You can't let that happen. You can't just shut down great players. Callaway's a great player on their team. He is. And if he plays, you got to guard him and account for him. But I'm not going to underestimate Florida's quarterbacks. They can still throw the ball down the field. Tennessee has to put pressure on them to make it harder. The one thing you don't want to do if you're Tennessee is allow Felipe Franks in this offensive line to be able to have 4 or 5 seconds in the passing game because we're not getting pressure on the football. If you just look at the two games, you would be crazy not to wonder if we could pressure the football with 4 guys because we have not done it yet. Regardless of the offense Georgia Tech played, regardless of the offense that Indiana State played, we have not seen that, so it's still a question. Will we see it against Florida? I hope so. But it's until it gets answered, that's a question that we have to ask. We don't know that yet. We don't know if we can put pressure on the four D linemen. I'm sitting here explaining why if we don't, it could be a problem. And if we do, how it can help us win the football game. That's something to look at. If you're a fan watching that game on Saturday, see early, without blitzing, can Darrell Taylor get there? Can Combo get there? Can Kyle Phillips get there? Can our rushers get there? Because if we can, Florida's in for a long day. Because now you can drop 7. Now if it's 3rd down long, you can drop 8, rush 3, still get pressure on the quarterback and force Felipe Franks to throw in windows that he can't throw in right now. He proved that against Michigan. That's where the game inside the game is played. And that's what I would encourage you as a fan watching the game to look for that. Look for that matchup. I thought the phone call from Steve was great. I appreciate it. I love the love. But, man, there's a lot of folks that didn't put that helmet on, but that would run through a brick wall for Tennessee. Just fans right now that's traveling. While it's dangerous. It's dangerous down there with what happened. They're making the trip because they love Tennessee. So they're sacrificing in a different way than the players. So, again, love the love, Steve. I appreciate that. But I think we all have a voice, and I think it's important that we share it. We just got to be, you know, we got to be responsible, you know. We got to be fair, and that's what we try to do on this show. So, appreciate the phone call, Steve. Hour 3 continues here in the Swain event, powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, this month is Prostate Awareness Month. Men, go get your prostate checked. tested, the testosterone numbers checked for $50 at Low T Center this month. So you don't have insurance. This is a perfect month to go in, get that test done for only $50 at Low T Center. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby balls. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and Westtown Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, it's time to get back in the game. Did you know that one in every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? I know mine. Low T Center makes it quick and easy. You walk in, take a simple blood test, and you know your results within minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or go to lowtcenter.com.
Hey, I love you.
What?
Nothing. Second base. That's out. You're my best friend.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Let's get to John in Memphis on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. John, good morning.
Number one, what's up?
What's up, John? How you doing, man?
I'm just above dirt. How about you?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. 2 days until kickoff, I'm ready to go.
Look, two things.
Yes, sir.
I did have one, but then I remembered Fred White's on last Friday.
Uh-huh.
I would never argue with any college football player, much less a national champion on Tennessee's team. But y'all were talking about Fred put up his greatest defensive backfield in Tennessee of all time.
Yes. He said the
Somewhere, somehow up in there got to be Bobby Majors.
Okay.
I mean, I think, am I wrong or did I miss a year? He still got the record for most interceptions in a career?
I have to look at that. Fred, what you're talking about on last Friday, someone asked Fred.
Of course,
Fred,
y'all are young. Y'all don't remember him. But
yeah. But I'm telling the listeners giving them kind of what you're talking about. Last week, Fred was asked, his starting secondary in Tennessee history. He said Eric Berry. He said Deion Grant. He said Terry Fair. He said Dwayne Goodrich. 3 to 4 guys that he played with. It's hard to argue that because they won a championship and they were great. A lot of those guys played in the league. But there's so many great players that have played Tennessee. That was just Fred's starting four.
He actually, Bobby Majors was, by the university, named to the 100-year team as the best defensive back of all time.
That's gotta be. I mean,
there you go.
I mean, I remember, and I'm old, Swain, so my mind's gone, but I do remember, I think, one game I saw them play, and I forget against who. Coach Battle had him at safety. He returned punts. He returned kickoffs. He had him at tailback, and he played quarterback one series.
Wow.
In one game.
Huh.
But anyway, the second thing, I was listening to, is it Steve you just talked to in Georgia?
Yeah, Steve in Georgia. Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I don't watch him no more because I don't want to take as much blood pressure medicine as I have to.
Watch who?
But I don't watch that farmhouse no more. And I don't know what he said that Steve's referring to because I don't watch him. But you know, I've got this crawl in my. I never played college ball. I can just relate to high school players, but. Why is it, Jason, because you and EA are the only two people I listen to? Why? Because you played the game. You're supposed to know. But where do they get these experts and call them experts in the voice of college football that wouldn't even know how to script a practice? They never put pads on a day in their life. How does that happen?
Well, I mean, they cover the team, John. And thanks for the phone call. They cover the team. They talk to the coaches. They see parts of the practice. They have an inside that the general public they don't have. Now, they lack experience. That's just true, and that's why you see networks, in print, radio, TV. You know, it's an effort to try to get a foreign player on because they can just share parts of the game that. A normal person can't. You know, Tony Romo during the broadcast, you know, when he was calling the games, his first NFL game, he's actually calling out the play before it happens because he knows what a blitz looks like. He knows what's coming. He knows how to attack it. You know, John Gruden, what makes him great is because he's a former coach. So, yeah, that's great. But I can't sit here and diminish the effort, diminish the job that writers and media that – didn't play the game that they have because they study this stuff too. The good ones do. The good ones go and they study. They talk to the coaches. They're fair. They study the game. Patrick Murray over there, WBR, he does a great job. I can't discredit those guys. I can't. I'm confident in my abilities because I played, but just because you didn't play doesn't mean you don't have a voice. I think there's just a time and place where someone who played may have more rank than someone who didn't, but not all the time.
Well, besides having the anecdotes that you have from your time playing, which guys like myself and Brad like we just can't have. We didn't play college football at the University of Tennessee. And besides that, you have to do all the same homework that we do. I mean, that you have to study the team. You have to look at the film. You had to watch the Indiana State game. You know, it's not like you just know by osmosis what the team looks like.
Key word, had.
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
it was a little ugly. But, yeah, I mean, guys like us, we can know just as much. We just don't have that one single edge to say, well, here's what happened when I was – at Tennessee.
When you were actually playing the game, because you have that different perspective, that different viewpoint that we just can't truly tap into because we never experienced it.
And it's been fascinating working with you, genuinely working closely with you, because you just have, like, I'll say something, and you say, well, actually, from a player's perspective, it's this way, and that's been really incredible to learn because it's just genuinely, I can't have those viewpoints because I never experienced those things.
Here's the thing that happens to you if you only listen to guys who play Tennessee. You may get some propaganda. You may get guys that all they're saying is positive because they are so afraid of being vilified by their own fan base. They're so afraid of losing access. And so every time they talk, it's going to be positive. And that's really deceiving you as a fan base. So sometimes it's good to get an unbiased opinion of the team that you want to watch. I'm not going to get into politics, but if you only watch one channel because they lean one direction, are you really growing? Are you really learning anything? No, you got to listen to both sides, both perspectives, to really have a true understanding of what's going on. And that's kind of what I believe in this. Like, yeah, just don't listen to former players because some of them will only say what the coach wants them to say. I made a decision on my own, but that I didn't want to put myself in that position because I was on the sidelines. I was there, and I felt uncomfortable not being an employee of Tennessee and be put in a position where I had to just be a mouthpiece. I didn't want to put myself in that position. As much as I love Tennessee, and as much as I have helped Tennessee behind the scenes, which I'm not going to share on air right now, there may be a time and place where I will share. But I've helped Tennessee so many places around the scenes that you guys would never know about. You might not. But one thing that people can say about me is, you don't have to like it, whatever, that's fine. But I am fair. I'm fair. And I'm fair because I want to be fair to everybody. If there's a bunch of negative going on and I'm on here pumping sunshine, that's not fair to the fan base. If there's nothing but positive going on and I'm on here talking negative, that's not fair to the fan base. That's not fair. That's not fair to the coaches, not fair to the players. So the best way for me to make sure that everyone is treated fair is just to be fair and just call it like I see it. And sometimes you'll be mad, sometimes you won't, but you'll get over it. You'll be all right.
If you don't hear anything negative on a certain show, I would question that show. I mean, that's because nothing's perfect. We're not living in Wonderland here. Like, yeah, that's
but a great call.
Absolutely,
thank you. But I got a lot of respect for people that didn't play, that cover this team, that do it right. And unfortunately, you do have some that feed into an agenda that only trying to worry about themselves, that's worried about access, that's worried about their personal gain, and they're putting a black eye on the industry, the people that want to cover the team, that want to do it unbiased, that want to be fair and be respectful, but they can't because you got the other stuff going on. So, Steve, John, thanks for the phone call there during that segment. We'll go to the text box. We'll go to Facebook Live to wrap up today's show. Also, go back to the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Here on the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Oh, man, I got a lunch date at Dead End today. I'm pumped. Oh, yeah, man. We're going to listen to Coach Fulmer's post-game speech to wrap up today's show. We got a great phone call on tap for you. And then Dead End a little bit later for lunch today. Hashtag winning.
It's a great day.
Event. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help. Showers likely today with a high near 73 and a low around 59. Tomorrow, there is a 30% chance of rain with a high near 72 and a low around 60. Thursday, the chance of rain rises to 40%, cloudy with a high near 73. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BDry. Reach out to BDry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BDry.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need, all for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000. Or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Personal file, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
The Swain Event on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Let's get to Mid-Tennessee Vol on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. I know he's been trying to get in during the show, so thank you for staying persistent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, I normally try to get to you through the text box, but today I had to call.
Okay.
All the talk that's going on I want to make 2 points.
Okay.
One, want everybody to know I am a Butch Jones fan. I like Butch. I think he's done some great things. I got his back, but something's got to give. Something's got to change. He's got to grow in a couple of areas. But the one area I want to touch on, teams take on the persona of their coach.
Correct.
And if your coach is soft, you're going to appear to be soft. And right now, in the last couple of years, Tennessee has been looked at by their opponents and by other people as being soft. And you got a couple guys on this team. We talk about alpha males. We talk about Juwan Jennings. He's got that dog in him.
John Kelly.
And we got a guy. Y'all know I'm a fan of Daniel Batuli. Mm-hmm. I've been, you know, I text you about him.
Yes.
But Daniel has that dog in him.
Yes.
Daniel has that dog in him. And when we go into a pregame making excuses, we need to go into that pregame talking, letting that dog out. In that Philip Fulmer clip you played earlier, when he was talking about, let's go in there and do what a Tennessee team does. Let's go in there and do what we do. That's the way we got to look at this game.
Mm-hmm.
We got to let the dog out, find out who our dogs are, and let those dogs take over.
You're right. Perfect, perfect phone call. I agree with you 100%. You know, you can be a Butch Jones supporter. You can back Butch, all that good stuff. But it's hard to ignore some areas where Coach Jones have to grow. And I think there's a lot of Butch Jones supporters that they don't want to admit that, because then they'll say, oh, okay, you're on our side now. No, it's not sides. No, it's no playing sides. It's only one side. It's Tennessee. It's only one side here. And yes, Butch has to grow in that area because, yes, you take on the personality of your coach. So thanks for the phone call, man. I really, really appreciate it. So we heard the pregame speech from Coach Fulmer. Oh, man, the postgame speech, maybe even sweeter.
Thank you for your leadership. Nobody believed Bobby Graham. Hey, nobody believed. Nobody believed but the people in this room. Hey, to hell with Lee Corso. You left it all on the field tonight. You left it all on the field tonight. It took every man, every play, to get it done. I am so proud of this football team. I am so proud of the staff. There are a hundred heroes tonight. Everybody that got on that plane, leaving Knoxville, Tennessee, believing that we were going to win, was one of them.
Yeah.
I want to say damn well, big thank you to our special teams. To our defense, who felt their fight. To our offense, who got it done. And to a running back that would not be enough.
Three cheers, man.
For Travis Stevens, three cheers.
Listen,
seriously. Count your blessings. Hey, count your blessings. You have been first class. First class since we started this football season. Okay, be gracious to Florida. We got to play them again next year. Okay, Coach Spurrier said it well when he came out there. He said, you kicked our ass every way it could be kicked. Okay, now, hey, there's always another day and another dog. Okay, so we got to play that one another time. So listen, be gracious, okay?
and be complimentary of your teammates and what we've done. What did our placemat say? Look forward. Okay, remember the past, but look forward and don't look back. One knee, guys.
Hey, every coach, you have a message. And Coach Jones, he has messages, and you know, he has a lot of them. But you know, Coach Former, on the placemats pregame, there was a message, and that message was look forward. Remember the past, but look forward, making sure guys are focused. Man, I'm fired up. Boy, I'm fired up about this game. I am so happy for these players. You know, they have an opportunity to do something special. That's win a game that they'll always remember. They'll remember this game for the rest of their lives. You only get a few opportunities to play in an atmosphere like the Swamp, at a place like Tennessee, representing the Power T. So everyone that playing, get on, believing. That's our time for today. The Swain Events fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. For Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great day. Peace and love.